Over the past 25 years, there has been no bigger name in gospel music than Kirk Franklin, and there have been few who have inspired more controversy, in part because he has merged hip-hop with gospel and brought the stars and the sounds of the club scene into the church.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet, and if you don't know, now you know.
As you might imagine, not everybody has been comfortable with that, but Kirk Franklin continues to challenge us with his latest album. It is titled Losing My Religion, and Kirk Franklin is with us now. He's in Dallas. Kirk Franklin, thank you so much for speaking with us. Welcome.
What's going on, man? This is an honor to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So we have to get right to the title track. It is a spoken word piece, and yeah. We must talk about it. So let's give people a little taste of it for those who have not yet heard it. Here it is.
In the beginning, religion created a mask. The Reformation helped, but soon the patch didn't last. I don't tell, you don't ask. So we created a lie. And for generations, church was where we went to go hide. Oh, we no longer tried. Because rules without relationship is empty inside.
And it goes on and it concludes
and on,
with...
And on and on and on
it concludes
and on.
With, I'm losing my religion. Thank God. Helping you lose yours is my job. Whoa.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration and what's your message here?
Yeah, well, you know, I feel that the pursuit of trying to know who God is and trying to be known by God can be lost in religion. Because religion, all that it is man's attempt to try to put a definition on something that is very hard to define. We haven't seen God with our physical eye, so we're trying to understand him sometimes from an academic approach, from a scientific approach, from a literal approach, that we end up missing the incredible story of God made man, man rejected God, and God won't stop chasing man until he wins him back. And religion can create so much of a cloud to that simple story that people don't want to know God. They see God as someone with a big belt that's going to whoop you every time you do wrong.
Really, I mean, for centuries, people have been debating this question of arguing over whether our structures get in the way of our faith. And yet there are some very contemporary and present day issues in this piece. For example, you say, every Sunday we're divided, who's black, who's white.
Now the man in the mirror never gets race right. He'll never be Christ-like, never receive good pay, so your faith never rises above minimum wage. So when it's time to save the world, you don't know what to say to your brother that you love when he tells you he's gay. Do you push him away? Judge him down till he leaves? Give him a gospel he hears or a gospel he sees?
How are your fans hearing this? Because I'm imagining people might hear this in different ways. I'm imagining many people would hear this as a call for more appreciation and tolerance of people in same gender loving relationships, which is, as you know, not necessarily the position that many Christians take.
I believe that people hear based on their compass.
Mm-hmm.
The compass is based on where it's already preset. For example, like I have four children, and all four of my children have sat at my dinner table all their lives. And I have two older children who responded different to the food I put on the table. Because one thing I can't put inside of my children is appetite. They have to come to the table hungry. And based on where people's hunger is, it's going to be based on their translation. And I think it's created dialogue. I think it's opened up conversation. I think people have started to talk, and people have started to talk about what religion is to them. And if I have done anything else but create a climate of conversation, I hope I've done my job.
I'm speaking with Kirk Franklin. His latest album is Losing My Religion, which is a spoken word piece, but that's the only spoken word piece. There's a lot of music on the album. I just want to play a little bit from True Story, which is a piece that just really, really struck me.
True Story.
First of all, that sounds so good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
That sounds so good in my headphones, man. I love it, man.
You know, I must tell you, I listened to this several times, and there's no easy answers in it. It's very much, it's such a cliche, you know, taken from the headlines. But, you know, traditionally, many people think of gospel music as comforting, right? It's something that gives you comfort in a time of pain and tells you everything's going to be all right. This song really doesn't do that.
No. You know, when you read stories in the Bible, you know, Samson, the story of David, or the story of Moses, you know, that there's conflict on the way to the victory. When you have this very vanilla type faith presentation of, you know, everybody smiling like they just got their teeth cleaned. And, you know, that's not where real people live. Real people live with, you know, being Christians with cancer and Christians with AIDS and Christians coming back home with limbs missing from war and Christians being evicted and Christians losing their homes. And if you don't paint that picture too, then I think that you are misrepresenting what the faith really can look like. The faith is not always sunny days. And if we don't do that, then I think that we are selling the wrong message. Hey, yo, one, two,
three. That is Kirk Franklin. His latest album is called Losing My Religion, and we're going to go out on 1-2-3 Victory. Kirk Franklin, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity. Now, yeah. Just got laid off. Time you say God is good.